Alderman.
And then I just wanted to say that one thing that might be more appropriate than the suggestion that they're doing as far as mowing or cutting would be to burn the property. Because if they have the significant amount of buckthorn they say they do, and they mow it, or in restoration terms, it's actually like a brush hog where they go in and cut it, there's no way they can dab herbicide on each one of those little split stems. And so, but if they burn it, the non-native can't handle the heat, and it will not harm the trees, the large trees, because probably most of them are bur oak, large oak trees, and they actually historically survive that kind of heat.
Yeah, I'll pass that along.
It would be a much better method.
To approve all this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Dan?
Yes, thank you.
Item G4 on page 85 is a resolution to amend professional services contract with Lakeside Engineers for phase 2 of the design of 68th Street.
Mayor, I've got a question on
Alderman
this.
Alderman Mayor.
When we discussed this 2 weeks ago, the entire discussion seemed like we were focusing on the middle of the road plan, middle of the road, so to speak, where we had 2 feet of shoulder on each side. Mm-hmm. When the motion was made and when we voted for the 1 foot. Now, if you can picture 68th Street, it's a pretty busy road. We're going to have kids on bikes. We're going to have people pushing strollers. We're going to have people walking there. Whether we want them there or not, 1 foot is pretty narrow.
It's 2 feet.
And you combine that.
It's two.
2 feet on each side?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought the top one was 1 foot.
I believe it's 2 feet on each side for the top one. The middle one was 4 feet, and the bottom exhibit was 12-foot lanes and 5 feet.
Roadway plans for 1 foot on each side of the roadway.
Oh, I...
It was going to narrow, though.
There is a spot where it narrows.
It's going to go from 11 to 10 for the actual driveway, and I would leave... Right now, it's 20. It's 12 and 12. Uh-huh. So the roadway that we voted on was to be 10 and 2.
So the idea was you were going to reduce the driving lane from 11 feet to 10 feet, and then take the extra foot and add it to a... pedestrian.
24-foot wide asphalt.
Well, so adding 1 foot. It says roadway plans for widening the roadway from Pete's Road to Drexel for 1 foot on each side, and roadway plans from Drexel Avenue to Rossman matching the existing.
So right now there's approximately 12 feet from the center lane to the edge of pavement. So in the future there would be 12 feet from center line to edge of pavement. But they're going from 11-foot lanes down, 11-foot lanes down to 10 feet, and they're using an extra foot to add so you'd have 2 feet to walk, which is still fairly small.
Alderman, it's on page 86 in the ordinance, second paragraph. 10-foot travel lanes and 2-foot pedestrians. That helps you. Anybody else? That's it, Dan?
Yeah, I still think it's too narrow.
I agree, but that's the way it is. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Daniel.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Probably for different reasons. But.
motion carries. Five ayes, one no. No absent, no abstention.
No, 4-2.
I'm sorry.
Dan and I.
Dan, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Again, for the record, the motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Sorry about that. I was reading. G5 on page 93, a resolution authorized professional services contract not to exceed 20 grand.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Morrow.
In front of you, you have a piece of paper. There's been some more activity late this afternoon. First of all, as a background, looking at doing DOT is looking at improving Elm Road from the new interstate over to 27th Street. They're getting ready to build that very soon. This is the last leg of the interstate project with the current contractor. And as a matter of fact, they'll start installing pipe about a month and a half. Situation is that if they make some adjustments now, to their plans, they can stay in the same footprint, shift some things around to accommodate work that's needed in the future for the development of our business park. Their hope is that there will be very little change in quantities. So therefore, it would cost us next to nothing. And I don't have an exact number yet. It has to be designed to tell for sure, but essentially minimal cost to make some changes to the DOT's current plans. To do that, we have to hire their engineer, which CH2M Hill, now known as Jacobs, is doing a project for DOT. Since they're the designer of record, we have to hire them. I was thinking it would be about $15,000 worth of work. This afternoon, they gave me the attached document that's $42,000 and some change. Actually, $41,216 if you look on this page here. So we have to do this work to figure out exactly how it would be incorporated in their work. I've also attached an email from DOT Art Bowman I got late this afternoon that by January 18th we need to send a letter to their attention. So I'll put this on the next agenda. We can talk about the letter. We should at least have an idea by that time where we stand with the design fee. I do not know where that $41,216 comes from. I'd like to talk to them, but what the council action is asking tonight is that you allow staff to authorize professional services, and I would like to continue negotiation. I'm not sure how much negotiation room we have, but it needs to be done quickly. If not done quickly, there's literally, in the words of DOT, millions of dollar savings or more expense later on if we have to basically dig up and throw away work that they would put in under this phase of the construction. Our traffic impact analysis still says that if we were to fully develop our business park, there is a need for an additional lane. So this is not included in that work. Who pays for that? That can be decided in the future. But bottom line is we have to act quickly. If we want to save a lot of money, we have to spend $40,000+.
Alderman Taylor?
So I was going to make the motion, which is before us, but that says not to exceed $20,000. So that's obviously not correct.
Yeah, I would change it to $45,000.
Not to exceed $45,000. So that'll be my motion. We're kind of cornered on this one. And if we don't spend the money here, it's going to cost us more on the back end. So, Paul?
Mr. Rosenberg?
Just for the council's information, this expenditure was not considered when the budget for 2019 was put together. The motion as drafted, which I recommend to the city engineer, was that we use 2018 contingency appropriations for this, but it will put pressure on the 2019 capital improvement fund because the resource associated with this is not there. And staff will have to work through that issue in 2019 to deal with other projects.
This is a TID-eligible expense, though.
Sorry?
This is a TID-eligible expense.
No.
This
would not be because
it's on the other side of Elm. Okay.
It's outside the city limits.
Got it. Thanks.
Oh, but
sorry.
Well, outside the city limits, yeah, not within the half a mile deal.
Yeah.
Or five.
It's within a half
a mile, but not
right.
Yeah, that's where it kicks in.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else besides the motion, besides changing to $45,000 that's needed additionally, or no? All right. That's the motion.
Second.
Okay.
I'll amend this.
All right.
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, direction to contract with Quorum Architects for the design of City Hall. Mr. Liberto.
I'll be quick. If you read the council action sheet, my goal is just to make sure as the project moves forward, when I bring in a contract, we only do it once so I don't have a third cycle through. I would anticipate bringing a contract with the same amount of meetings and same engagement of the council, so most of the work would be done through staff. Aldermen would be invited to attend, but if more than two came, I would have to post it. And then we would, after development and report, we bring it to the council for approval. If you didn't approve it and you required more work, that would mean extra meetings, which they have an additional charge for recycling it at that stage. So if you want more engagement from the council and looking at preliminary designs and walking through, then I need to know that up front. Otherwise, I'll do it the way I did in the first one. The only difference I may do, depending upon how low I can get them on their costs for the second phase, is break it up and do the design up to the design report first so that we have sort of a final look before the subs are asked to give them costs for the second part where the mechanical and engineer are actually doing the work for the bid document. So if I can't get them low enough, I'll bring it in as a phase one contract or a phase two later. If I can get them low enough, we'll bring it all in one contract as I did the first time. Without any further direction, that's what I would do.
Alderman Barber and then Alderman Wilhelm.
I know that I'd like to be part of those, so that's at least one alderman, and I'd suggest that you post it anyway just to have the openness about it that it's out to just okay. to have that. So posting it, I think, would be a good idea. But I, for one, would like to attend and be invited to, or at least notified as to when those meetings would be.
Yeah, the other thing I had done is we had anticipated two of the meetings were actually us going up there to save them travel time, which is cost for us. So maybe I'll anticipate all of those meetings occurring here at City Hall, which might cost us a little more, but then it has greater availability.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I want to make sure that my message that we talked about privately in our conversation is put on the record, and that was that I had priorities that I thought we had talked about long before this became, you know, the other expanded project. And those priorities are fix the roof, fix the HVAC, replace the trim, and then do some entrance with the idea that the outside trim would be some type of low maintenance for the future instead of the cedar wood idea that's out there now, and work to stay within the budget.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I'm not going to support any type of remodeling, and I think, you know, when we, this has been going on for a really long time, and I think when we probably started talking about, you know, we knew we had to do the roof, we know we had to do the HVAC, and we said, well, let's spend some money on remodeling. That's what we said back in time. Well, when staff met with two different architects, I think they took a look at what we set aside as a budget. And we didn't know what $500,000 or $600,000 would get us, but we didn't know. But staff saw what we got in return. And it really wasn't much more than a low-grade high school side entrance. That's essentially what those entry dollar amounts were. And so staff said, why don't you also bring back a higher dollar amount, spending more money and seeing what that gets us. And we had that before us. Okay? And obviously this body went that direction, and then during the budget, this body changed its mind. I think it was short-sighted. I think it was a great disservice to the taxpayers, and I really think that spending any type of dollar amount on a low-grade back entrance of a high school or middle school is really sad. And so I think all we ought to do is fix, I think the alderwoman's right, fix the roof, fix the HVAC, replace the wooden paneling, the fascia, with, you know, some other material that's easily can be maintained. But I think, you know, legacy things are something we're supposed to look at, and actually spending a right amount of money and putting this building in a much better position from a visible standpoint, plus functional. I mean, there is going to be some other changes as well. That's the legacy. I don't want to be known for doing something that you can't even tell 5 years from now that anything was done, because it's just so minimal. So I'm not going to support this. I hope you actually reconsider what you did and either A, do it right, or B, just do the simple maintenance. Just do the simple maintenance and move on.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Do it right might include assessing if the whole building is worth dumping in a lot of extra money, which is what typically is done when a large project is done at City Hall. So we had write-ups that said that there could be a larger scope looking at that, but that never happened. We are where we are, and we need to fix what's here, because it's just causing further damage and it's running the cost up. So let's just get it fixed and get going on it, and I think Mr. Roberto has the direction he needs.
So when you schedule these trips, I'm not going to be included. I will fulfill my responsibilities as the mayor, but I'm having nothing to do with the design of this. Okay, there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
There's no motion made or requested. Sure. I've got the input. I need a contractual comment.
Okay.
Likely the next meeting, but with the holidays, it may be the one.
We did G7.
I'll give the same speech then if I'm back.
We did G7. We move on to G8 on 111, a resolution authorizing approval of revisions to the City of Franklin design standards.
I'm sorry, Mayor. You were being talked over.
G8, a resolution.
Motion approved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On page 115, G9, ordinance to amend ordinance 2017-2301, adopting the 2018 annual budgets for the Capital Outlay Fund for the City of Franklin for the fiscal year 2018 to reclassify $4,635 of computer equipment purchase appropriations to police computer purchases from savings in other departmental computer equipment purchases. This will take four. Madam Clerk?
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. G10 is similar. An ordinance to amend the ordinance 2017-2301, an ordinance adopting 2018 annual budgets for the Capital Outlay Fund for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2018 to reclassify 8,000 of appropriations for a tire replacement machine. All those in Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. G11 is the quarterly financial report.
Motion received, place on file.
Sorry, it's not quarterly, it's the monthly. Yeah. Any questions, any issues, Paul?
I think this report speaks for itself.
Excellent.
Paul, when's the next finance meeting?
The end of January.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 on page 147 is the resolution. Yeah, there's another piece of paper at your desk. Resolution to amend professional services contract with Greeley and Hansen.
So moved.
Second.
And this is based on the material that was handed out.
Yep.
And revised.
Okay.
Yep.
Option. Everybody clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is purchase installation setup of a new server for VMware upgrade project for water and sewer.
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. G14 on 171 is a contract with Northwoods to update the city's website software and for an initial migration. There is another note at your table. Yes, Alderman Wilhelm.
Is it possible to use any tourism funds for this? I know it's mentioned that some of this is being done for that, and they have quite a bit of money. So does anybody ask that? Or?
Well, then I think your motion should include the direct staff.
I have not asked in this one or anticipated that because this is the backbone portion of the work. I fully anticipate that while they're fixing that, when you're getting to the branding portion that's going to cause that skin and everything to be redesigned, you might want to engage the Tourism Commission since part of the reason you have to do it is because of the branding contract.
You can engage the Tourism
Commission. I can try and help make sure that we try and engage them.
Thank you.
In that
it
process.
Is taxpayers' money, by the way, so.
Yeah.
But again, this is not graphics. This is the base software.
This one is, but no, what she's
correct.
Saying is she's saying
right.
the next
phase, which will be 5, 10, or 15,000, depending upon how far we go and whatnot.
Cadillac.
I will note in the extra memo provided that the proposal was reduced $3,200 from what's in your packet, taking out some of that design work. And that I've suggested amending the motion to use 2019 general fund contingencies because we're seeing that in the report you just put on file, fire department overtime costs are pretty much going to eat up all of the contingency. So although there's an appropriation, you won't necessarily have the dollars to back it without using restricted if you use 2018. So I've suggested on the memo adding 2019 general fund contingency instead of the 18.
Move to approve.
Using 2019 contingency. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 on 185, proposed pension plan modifications to the City of Franklin defined contributions retirement plan and defined benefit retirement plan. Mr. Uber.
These are in your council packet. Last week there was been a couple minor modifications and cleanups by the pension attorney that we used. And the principal has agreed that they achieve the purposes that we want, all of which are consistent with the action steps that you guys took when you adopted the transition steps for migration to WRS. So this document does need, these two documents do need to be approved by you and executed by me prior to the end of the year so that we don't have people in two pension plans.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
I guess there were so many different parts of this. What happens when a spouse gets divorced and then that spouse, they get their annuity when they remarry? Do they still get to claim that, or do we have a provision if they remarry at a certain age?
It all depends upon the divorce decree. So people who have a divorce decree, there's a process that they can follow to then have us review it and create a document to make sure it meets the plan requirements, which is then submitted to the pension and then made part of the pension. So,
but we as a municipality can put something in. I know the other forms of government settle an age limit or whatever when they do that.
Why would we care?
Well, do we want to pay out from an employee who died, who's someone who remarries to someone and they're getting someone else's pension? I'm just wondering if that's a money saver consideration in the long run or something. That's all.
I could look into that, but it wouldn't have any impact on the defined contribution plan. And
it'd be more of an annuity payout.
Yeah, I think in the defined benefit side, I don't think we have, like the WRS, you can take a smaller contribution and have it pay out to a spouse's death instead of yours, have it sort of cover both. I don't believe that applies in ours. I would have to look into
just
that.
Just something to look, because also you can sometimes allocate some of the annuity that carries over on a death benefit has to be paid by part of the employee to pay that death benefit too. So just things to look at that could save money. That's all. Thanks.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is renaming the Building Inspection Department and the job description title.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? Signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Let's do that again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Question.
That was a little unenergetic. Alderman Willem.
How long do you anticipate the investigated other ordinance actions that might have to come as a result of our action tonight? Will it be out like a month, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months? I mean, just,
probably more like at least two, because we still have a lot of cleanup stuff that's going to be flowing into January, including I have two labor contracts that I need to be in the middle of negotiations with. So I believe our action by legislating this covers the fact that a name may be inconsistent with something's in the ordinance, but at some point we want to go through and clean that up. I don't think it has any...
I just didn't want to hang out there for a couple of years and then we figured it, and then all of a sudden we've got conflicts and this language doesn't match, and just those things have happened when they've dropped off the plate. So,
duly noted.
G17 is closed session unless somebody makes a motion.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion.
I will only note at your space there is a memo that identifies the blank in the contract that needed to be filled as $1,130, which was a lot smaller than we anticipated. We thought it might be as much as around $4,000. So it's a lot smaller than was needed, and that's frankly because I took a lot of the contract drafting with the attorney involved, and that saved a lot of his hours. And when plugging that in, you'll see as we get to item 18 then, that made the need for the use of contingency go away, can all be fit within the existing appropriations within the department just doing the modification. So,
all in low.
What is the status of the contract on termination? If should we decide not, and how long does
contract on termination?
Well, no, if an employee termination, if there's something comes up and you want to, since they're not actually an employee, what are the provisions for ending a contract?
It has in there that the city needs to provide 30-day notice. So it does provide a little more security than you might have internally, but internally you tend to have, employment processes, if there were some disciplinary sort of action you go through, so that drags it out. So we did put a simple 30-day notice period on behalf of the city.
289, paragraph 3.
Yeah. I know, I'm looking at it, but it also says that even though we do that, we're still liable to pay them for that 30 days.
So. Unless it's for cause, I believe. Not for the 30 days. The cause was something else. I stand corrected.
Oh, it says unless the termination agreement is for cause. It does say that. Okay, thank you.
We have a motion.
I made the motion to approve.
All those in favor? Oh, we didn't vote on it. All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G18 gets the money for it.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Roll call. Mayor, that's a budget ordinance, so it requires
Madam Clerk,
a roll call.
Thank you.
Again, and that's the one place that your position that has the modifications on the back side of your memo. It updates it for the numbers.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dander?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Scott, you've been hired again. Twice in, 4 months? I-1. Licenses.
Okay, well, first is approved with the letter. Second one is approved subject to compliance with city and state codes and subject to property closing. Then you have Boardman, Editor, and Heron approved. You got Metecki, Hope for appearance. Roberts approved. Federation of Croatian Societies approved. Fleet Reserve Association branch approved pending approval of insurance. Franklin Historical Society approved pending the projected budget. That's the motion.
Second.
That's everything on 285, too?
What next page?
285.
What's on the back side? I don't know. I didn't write it down. They're all approved? They're good? What do you have?
On the back side, they're all approved except the Knights of Columbus's pending projected budget.
Oh, there you go. Good job.
Which one did you say was projected?
Mine was
Historical Society.
Historical Society. Unless I missed that?
No, it was actually the Fleet Reserve Association for Fleet Insurance.
The Fleet Reserve is insurance. There was nothing for Franklin Historical?
No.
Oh, I must have wrote that down. Okay. My bad.
Okay, everybody reasonably clear?
Yeah. The clerk has it.
Alderman Nelson's got that look on his face.
We have two for the budget.
Okay, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Second.
I need a second. Mike did. I-1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of December 13th, 2018, in the amount of $1,161,186.19, and payroll dated December 7th, 2018, in the amount of $405,866.51, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $219,757.03 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated December 21, 2018, in the amount of 300 estimated the amount of $383,000 in payments to various payroll deductions, estimated at $403,000 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated January 4th, estimated at $389,000 in payments to various payroll deductions, estimated at $213,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds with the ending date of December 13th, 2018, in the amount of $426.26. And a release of payment to Knight Berry Incorporated not to exceed $1,575,452.29, and release of the library vouchers upon approval of the library board, and the release of payment to Weslowski, Reidenbach, and Sadock not to exceed
$35,000.
Second. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barker.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no extended.
Second.
Merry Christmas, everybody. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.